We're ending the week on how you've been getting through lockdown in a positive way. And this week we hear from Sophia Wagmara, who, with her husband Raj, set up daily Zoom calls to stay in touch with their Indian Christian community. Every evening at 8 p.m. they pray, share stories and socialise, as they can no longer meet up at church. And inspired by this, a weekly youth Zoom call was set up for younger people in their community. Siblings Neha and Nikhil Holkar have been involved with them. Let's take a listen to what some of these chats sound like.
You know, people are living in fear, but as Christians, we live with faith. We have eternal faith. We don't have temporary faith, because temporary faith produces temporary results.
Many times we think prayer is the only intimate way we can communicate with God. Well, worship is something that we should all do together.
Brilliant to hear a bit about that. And Sophia, Nikhil, Neha all join me now. Lovely to have you all on the program. How are you doing, Sophia?
I'm great, thank you. I'm on my shift. I'm a nurse.
Oh, well, yes, excellent. Well, thank you for taking the time, for finding the time to speak to us. And hello to everyone on Sophia's ward. Lovely to have you all here as well. Tell us then, very quickly, Sophia, how did you come up with this idea then to start these daily calls?
My husband Raj is in IT sector, and I'm a nurse, obviously, and we have two kids, Simon and Rachel. At the beginning of lockdown, there was a lot of fear, anxiety, and uncertainty around us. And just in the, we did our family prayers every night, and Raj one night just felt inspired to pray with our friends on Zoom. And then before we know, five families turned out to be 50 to 60 families logging in every night, from UK, India, America, Middle East and Africa. And they're kind of friends of friends of friends that we've met for the first time, and we are now friends. We called our group Jesus Our Victory. Bible teaches us to love one another and pray for one another, grow in our faith and study the word together. We were supported by a number of pastors, and especially Reverend Ajay More from London Diocese. And over the last 3 months, we felt overwhelmed how neutral families felt encouraged and supported at this time when churches are closed. Elderly couples, youth and kids all join in. They sing and they praise and worship the Lord together, and we study the Bible together.
Yeah, you mentioned the youth calls there. I want to bring Nikhil and Neha in as well. So, stay there if you can. Nikhil, how did you get involved with the youth calls?
Thanks for the opportunity, first of all. So with how it went down, was basically, it was on my heart with how things were going in terms of what kind of numbers we were seeing day in, day out. And I could see that the youth were participating in sort of with the families anyway. But I thought we need to really step up in terms of like all the sort of things that we face as youth and young adults. We need to have a platform where we can actually talk about these things openly without, you know, sometimes we have family pressures and we have to sort of, speak not openly, but we just wanted there to be a platform. So I just put that idea forward with a couple of other sort of people within the young adults team. And we formed this group, and we had a group of 30 initially. So it was really, really good response. And they've been actually growing day in and day out, actually. So we do a weekly sort of meetings that we do on Fridays. This has been really, really useful, because just the kind of encouragement that we've been getting from everyone of, you know, carrying on, and the fact that people can are actually opening up and coming out their shells is just really encouraging to see.
Neha, how have these Zoom calls helped you through lockdown?
Hi, thank you again for this opportunity. Honestly, having these Zoom meetings have like benefited me and all the other youth and all the other families so much. Like, I think in terms of our faith, firstly, like, we've grown so much probably in this quarantine than we have, like, you know, for many years, actually, because, you know, we get to meet each other every week, and we choose a topic which we want to learn more about in terms of what our faith, Christianity, says about it. So, you know, having that dedicated time each week with our youth, but also every single night for an hour with our adults and everyone, it's just so great to have that time dedicated to see what Christianity says about it. And we've just grown so much in that way. But also in terms of mental health, that's been a huge topic recently, how we are all social distancing and not seeing other people has had negative effects on so many people. But because of these Zoom meetings, we see people that we might have only seen at Christmas and Easter, but we get to see them every single day. So it's not that sense of loneliness at all. And everyone's got an equal opportunity in our youth. Like, it's just we've had a 14-year-old, for example, preaching, and in the main Zoom meetings we've had like 18-year-olds. So it's nothing to do with age. If you've got a love for God, you can just talk about God, and we get to learn from each other. We get to gather together, grow together. Yeah.
Great, thank you. I mean, we've only got a couple of minutes left, so it'd be great to get all three of you just talking to each other, really. All three of you have, in similar words, mentioned coming together and the role of faith in actually helping people not to be lonely and not to be isolated, really. So I want to spend a couple of minutes on that, really. Sophia, how important has it been to make sure that people don't feel isolated and able to turn to faith at this time?
Well, thank you. We have kind of an elderly grandma from US, and the first few meetings, she couldn't stop her tears and she lived alone. That just made us even more inspired to keep going. We have prayed for colleagues of our friends who are on ventilators with COVID, and now they're recovering at home. That was really great. And then kids who are so shy to talk, their parents are so grateful that their kids are coming up confidently on these meetings and talking from the Word of God.
Nikhil, what would you like to add? I mean, has it been good to be part of that community atmosphere to help people in their mental health?
Definitely. I think it's just really empowering to be able to know that, you're actually helping someone through this time, because we're all going through this all together. And it's the power of the unity that we have when we come together through these Zoom calls. And the fact that people are actually openly saying that, they are suffering through these things, or they are going through depression or worries and, about their future, about their jobs. And it's the fact that we can use God's word to encourage them, it's because of the truth and the hope that is actually in the word of God, which actually fuels these entire meetings and the unity that we have. I would like to agree with what Sophia and T said, and the fact that the youth are actually stepping up and not actually just having like secondhand faith, because a lot of times what happens in our culture is that because we're born in a certain family and we're born with a certain religion, we are supposed to be following that religion. But what's happening now is, because people are they're actually telling, let's actually research a religion and actually understand what it says about these issues, about depression, about worry, the deeper topics, what is it saying, and then how can you apply it to your life? And that is really helping, and I can see the fruit that is actually just being produced by people who are really applying the truths of the Word of God. So, and like I said, it's just about all the ages that are across the span. So we've got ages from 16 to 30-year-olds, and we're just all in this sort of together, in terms of unity. And I think because of the support that we've been having, outside of these chats, that we are keeping an open channel of communication where, if you want to say something privately, we have certain leaders allocated within our teams, which can actually give them specific responses and build a relationship to ensure that, they're taking the right decision. And it's just a great structure, very fluid, very open, and it's just working really well.
Thank you. Neha, for young people, last question. Clearly, this is an uncertain time. Very, very quickly, mm-hmm. We've only got a minute or so left. How important has it been for young people at this time who often feel very lonely, very isolated, don't really have anyone else that they can talk to? How important has it been for young people to be on this?
Oh, it's been so, so important. Like, just having that very supportive, encouraging environment that we all provide for each other. We say that, we're not going through this alone. We have God. Like, in the Bible, it says that we don't have to go through anything alone. God's with us through this. And that's the biggest support of all. Like, if we've got God on our side, nothing can be against us. That's what we believe, and it's just such a huge, strength for us to know that. And grow together in our faith and just have each other for support, because we're all going through the same thing. It's not like, you know, anyone's not going through this. So Indeed. We understand each other and help one another. Yeah.
Thank you to the pair, all three of you. It's been really good having you all on. Sophia, Wagmara, take care. Stay safe in the ward. And also to siblings Neha and Nikhil Holkar as well. I'm glad this has been really useful. Thank you to everyone for listening, actually. I really enjoyed